This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, social justice and Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of social justice and Islam in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic teachings, we see that Islam has paid attention to the social justice, and it is one of the necessities that a Muslim must observe. And therefore, in the Quran, we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, "Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan." Allah has ordered us to observe the justice and the kindness amongst the people. On the other hand, we know that Imam Ali alayhi salam also has said that جَعَلَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ الْعَدْلَ قَوَامًا لِلْأَنَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made justice a firm thing for the mankind. The justice causes firmness for the mankind. وَتَنْزِيهًا مِنَ الْمَظَالِمِ وَالْآثَامِ. And this is the way of purification from the oppression and the sins that generally people commit. And تَسْنِيَةً لِلْإِسْلَامِ. And with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Islam be proud. And Islam is proud to have justice. We know that even the difference between the capitalism, socialism, and the Islamic economics or the Islam is that Islam talks about justice, where we do not see any kind of justice in capitalism and even in socialism. The socialism have its own ideas about the economics, and capitalism also have its own ideas for the investors only, or the people who are basically who wants to maximize their profit. But Islam talks about justice, the distribution of the reserves and the distribution of the wealth according to justice amongst the people. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of social justice and Islam, and we said that Islam pays attention to the justice, and according to the saying of Imam Ali, it is Islam is proud to have justice as its main theme, as its core theme. And the things that we see which is in Islam and which is not in the other even economical systems or political systems or any kind of system that we take, that is the justice. Even in educational system, we don't have justice. Therefore, it is Islam that is bringing justice, and it is proud to have it. Why? Because this justice makes the society pure. It brings purification in the society and in ourselves, because if I am just in my life, if I observe justice in my life, I'm not wasting. Justice, observing justice means that I am not wasting anything. I'm not wasting my time, the reserves that we have, the wealth, the money that I have. I'm not wasting the relationship that I have with others, with my parents, brothers, sisters, kids, wife. So in all things, I'm observing justice. And when I observe justice, people know me as a good man, as a person who is always striving for the good, and he's against the falsehood. And when we have such people in the society, obviously society starts to change. And on top of that, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this justice in our innate, which is known as fitrah, that people, according to the intellectual, according to the fitrah which they have, even according to the nature, they love justice. They do not like injustice, corruption, bloodshed. They don't like all these things. The things which they like is adl, that is justice and ihsan. And we must observe justice, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.